this episode of My Cat's Tale, let's meet Cedric the cat.
He was climbing all over us. Straight away, we just said, yep, he's the one. And when people meet him, they're like, oh, yeah, he is a Cedric. The first time we met him, he was maybe about a week old. Nothing really seemed to faze him.
Join me now on My Cat's Tale. It's Chelsea. Hello, Chelsea.
Hello.
An interview we've put off for a week or two because you've been moving house, which I believe is one of the third most stressful things in somebody's life ever.
Yep, it is. And just to add to it, I'm also getting married in February, so doing the two most stressful.
And for those wondering, the first most stressful thing is having a cat.
Yes.
All things are stressful, all things are lovely. And yes, we're here to talk about moving. Welcome to myhousemove.com. Tales of horror and... No, we're not. We're here to... My cat's tale. Tell me about your cat.
My cat is called Cedric. He was a year old in June, just gone. And he goes by the name Cat Cedric on Twitter. Cat_Cedric. Just become a bit of a joy for people to watch online and what he's getting up to every day.
Cedric is such an unusual name. Why choose that?
So, obviously he's ginger and white. And we had a few names that we were kind of throwing around. So we knew we wanted him to be named something that could also be a human name. So we had a bit of a theme going. We were thinking about names from Harry Potter because that's something that we both like. I'm also a bit of a closet Twilight fan. So the first name that we'd thrown around was Ron, after Ron Weasley. And we just weren't sure that it fitted him as a cat and his personality. So I suddenly said, well, Robert Pattinson, he's in Twilight and he also plays Cedric Diggory in Harry Potter. So we thought, well, why not Cedric? And it just stuck, yeah.
And is he a Cedric?
I would say he is, yeah. When people meet him, everyone does tend to be like, oh, your cat's called Cedric, that's an odd name. And when people meet him, they're like, oh, yeah, he is a Cedric.
How is he a Cedric?
I think I just associate it as being a name that's like slightly gives connotations of him being a little bit silly, just a little bit of a... I wouldn't actually say he's like Cedric, the character of Cedric Diggory in Harry Potter, because I think he seems like a bit of a sensible character, and I wouldn't describe Cedric as being sensible. But yeah, I think he just, for some reason, some unknown reason, the name matches him.
And there's clearly been a lot of upheaval because he joined you back. So he joined you when he was how old?
So he would have been 9 weeks old.
So there. You've just moved house now a year later. That's a...
Yeah.
You know, people say it takes time for cats to acclimatise to a new place. That's two in a year. So how's he been coping with that?
We were worried in one sense because obviously a lot of people had said to us moving with a cat, it can be stressful for them. But we've been quite fortunate with Cedric in that he's very, very easygoing. Over the past year and a bit that we've had him, he's had lots of trips to his uncle's house, who are also two ginger cats. He goes to stay. So they're owned by my parents and he goes to stay with my parents if we're ever on holiday or if I'm working long shifts. So I think in that sense, he has actually been very used to sort of moving between. It doesn't seem to faze him. And we actually, on the day we got the keys for the new house, we took him down just because we thought we'll let him kind of sniff around, took down some food, took down a litter tray just for an hour. And by 2 minutes in, he was already leaving big paw prints all over our glass table, he was up on top of the oven, everything. So yeah, he took to it very, very quickly.
And I suppose there will be a difference of a very young kitten acclimatizing to a house a year and a bit ago, and now still pretty kittenish, but now able to be more confident in his own body.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And he just, he seems to just take to every situation really quickly. Yeah, I think it is just because of the fact that as a kitten, he's just been so used to being in new places that, yeah, he just, we've been very lucky with that, because I was a bit worried on top of all the stress of moving that it would also stress him out.
I mean, that must have been quite hard for you because, you know, we said there right at the top, quite a little bit jokingly, I'm not sure of the exact numbers, but moving house is stressful and cats pick up on stress.
Yeah, he seems to just have this sort of personality where I always think if he was a human, he'd be one of these personalities that just always tried to cheer up a room, because he doesn't seem to get sort of stressed out apart from when we put the Hoover on. That's a different story. He's not an easily stressed cat, but as soon as a Hoover goes on, he fluffs right up. But it's almost like he's trying to protect us from the Hoover, because he's attacking it simultaneously, but then also running away and fluffing up. Other than that, even when we've been stressed, he just seems to want to cheer us up by, yeah, being a bit silly.
So when you were, presumably you weren't lucky enough to get the first house you looked at, so there must have been just a lot of tension in the house leading up to the move. Did he pick up on that, or was he sort of a more, oh no, here, come and ignore that, feed me?
Yeah, that's exactly him. There can be any stress going on, and it can be, it's just, yep, I'll run around the living room and, yeah, just be a bit silly. So no, I think he didn't seem to pick up on it at all, actually.
Was he always that chill?
Yeah, I would say so. So from, it's quite an interesting story in terms of how we came about meeting him and how he ended up being quite chilled out. So my mum has volunteered for the Cats Protection League for quite a number of years, and we've been on the list to get a cat for quite a few years, because unfortunately, obviously good for everyone else, but unfortunately for us, you don't get to skip the queue just because you've got a mum that's a volunteer. So I was at the post office one morning and I got a phone call from my mum to say, I've just had a mum cat come in to my pen that I'm fostering, and she's got 5 one-day-old kittens, and I was next on the list, so I could come and choose one of the kittens. So from day one, my mum's got a pen in her back garden, and Cedric and his brothers and sister were socialised from essentially day one with my mum. So I think the first time we met him, he was maybe about a week old, and straight away they were just sort of all clambering about in the pen, and yeah, he just, nothing really seemed to faze him since that very first day.
Why Cedric then? Out of those five, why Cedric?
Yeah, so initially actually, when we'd, obviously it's difficult to know when you've just seen pictures, and I loved my mum's two ginger boys, Calvin and Dexter, and I'd thought, oh, I'd love a ginger cat, I just love their personalities. But actually Cedric had a sibling, a sister, Bella, that was black and white, and actually when we saw the photos we thought, oh, maybe this one. But we went into the pen, and honestly, it was probably the hardest decision of a hardest decision in one sense, because I wanted to take all five, but also the easiest decision because he was just the first one. So we, myself and my partner James, we went up to the pen and we just sat down on the floor, and we thought, we're just gonna let them come to us, because as we all know, a cat chooses its owner. Owner doesn't choose the cat. So we just sat there on the floor, and straight away they all sort of came up to us. But in particular, this one ginger in white was just climbing all over us and just was being so silly. And straight away he climbed up onto James's shoulder, and we've still got a lovely photo of him doing that actually. And obviously when we first saw them at 1 week old, they were still just, we couldn't have even told them apart, but this would have been about when they were maybe 6 weeks old, this encounter happened, and straight away we just said, yep, he's the one for us. He chose us. He was climbing all over us. So, yeah. And thankfully, straight away, all the others got homes as well. So we didn't feel too bad about not being able to take all five.
And the mother as well found a home?
Yeah. So the mum was actually a stray that was brought in. So she was taken and neutered. Found it very difficult to be around humans initially. So there's actually one of the Cats Protection League volunteers who works on a big farm, and she takes in a lot of the cats that are better living outdoors, like the more feral cats, and she leaves food out for them. So my mum's actually had quite a few photos sent to her of the mum. I can't even remember now what the mum ended up being called in the end, but yeah, she's living happily.
Found this nice balance of life with absolutely everywhere I can do whatever I like, but occasionally somebody leaves out whatever that stuff is.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other four kittens have all found great homes as well?
They have, yeah. So they're called Bella, Tango, Max and Mason. So they've all got their own homes as well, and actually my mum sometimes gets updates about a few of them as well throughout the time. So Cedric actually got a birthday card on his first birthday from a few of his siblings, so we often say it would be nice to have them all meet up, but I'm not sure how that would actually work.
But how does it feel though, still having that connection to the feline family?
Yeah, no, it's great. I think it's really unique because obviously usually when cats are adopted, rescued, you don't know sort of anything about their background. And obviously there's wonderful things about that as well, because it's lovely that you've taken in a cat that's maybe spent a lot of its life on the street, but there is a part of it that's just so nice being able to, I always talk to him about his brothers and sisters and stuff, and it's just funny, all the little stories. I mean, the day we came to actually collect him was the day we knew he was just going to be so boisterous, because he had his sister Bella, the black and white one, he had her basically in a chokehold, like on the floor, just playing with her. And we were like, oh gosh, he's going to be a handful, but he's been a good handful.
Now, you said there that he stays quite a bit with your parents, and there's two cats up there as well with Calvin and Dexter.
Yeah, that's right. So Calvin and Dexter are about three and a half now, possibly four. So they were also from the Cats Protection League. They had an elderly owner who unfortunately was unable to look after them anymore. Through no fault of their own, came into the Cats Protection League, and my mum was actually fostering them, and she just fell in love with them and ended up keeping them.
Classic foster failure then.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm surprised she's not ended up with a lot more actually. So two is pretty good going, but yeah, they are biological brothers, and they are from the same litter. We often joke that, so although we say Calvin and Dexter are Cedric's uncles, and we don't think that they're blood related, they actually were all strays. So Cedric's mum was rescued from the exact same area of Glasgow as Cedric's uncles Calvin and Dexter were, because they were taken in by their old owner after being rescued as well. So we think that there's maybe a ginger tomcat roaming about the streets somewhere, and that they could potentially be distant blood, because they're very, very alike in looks and mannerisms.
So there's just one Glaswegian Ouija cat going around.
Yeah, we think so.
And how does Dexter and Calvin and Cedric all get on, this found family?
So it's very, very variable. I often portray them as the grumpy uncles and Cedric as this little playful, annoying nephew that they have. We made sure from the very beginning that Calvin and Dexter had their own hiding places in the house that they could go to if they were ever bothered by him. Calvin sometimes takes himself away when Cedric's just been a little bit too kittenish for him. Quite often you'll find Cedric hiding under a table, waiting for one of them to walk past, doing that little like booty shake, we call it, and then jumping out on one of them. And Calvin, sometimes it just gets a little bit too much for him and he takes himself to a high place. And Cedric tends to know at that point, right, taking it a bit far, I'm going to take a step back. Whereas Cedric and Dexter, they tend to lie together, groom each other a lot. They seem to have... Dexter basically seems to put up with Cedric a little bit more in his antics. Dexter gives a bit of a fight back.
And obviously you have Cedric going to your parents' house. Does that mean that at some point it will happen the other way as well?
I think Cedric's a little bit more easygoing than Calvin and Dexter. So usually we just take him to my mum and dad. So this weekend, my mum and dad have gone away for the weekend and I'm looking after all three cats at their house, just because the boys get a little bit more unsettled. Whereas, as we said earlier, Cedric just adapts to any situation, so it doesn't bother him coming up here.
Speaking of adaptions, you've just moved into a new house. There's going to be lots of building and flat packs and let's make it our own home. You know, just like here in the My Cat's Tail office, there's a stick-on chandelier in the background. Are you making any plans to do special cat things?
Well, so Cedric has a lovely grey fluffy cat tree that he loves to lie in. It's featured in a lot of his Twitter posts because usually for about 18 hours of every day you can find him somewhere on this massive cat tree, usually in the hammock. So myself and James went for sofa shopping about 3 weeks ago now, and we walked into Next and I was looking at all the colours of the sofas, and we picked the sofa style, and then the lady was showing me all the colours and I said, well, we've got to go for that colour because that's what matches Cedric's cat tree. So we're adapting the house to, and it matches his nice cat bed as well, which is in. So he tends to, that's sort of his favourite thing. So we've made sure that any of the houses we were viewing, I was like, right, we need to make sure that he's got window ledges that he can sit on because that's something that he really likes to do. And we need to make sure that there's enough room for his big cat tree. The only thing that I think he'll really miss is that in our previous house, we had a conservatory that he was in, rain or shine, we'd lie in that and watch the world go by. But we're hoping that he enjoys the window ledges in the new house.
So he's an indoor cat then?
He is, yeah. It's a decision that we made for a few reasons. So we knew that when we got Cedric, obviously he was very, very young at the time, and we were living in a rental house that we knew wasn't going to be our forever home. So we made the decision to keep him indoors at that point just because we knew that we would be moving within the next year or so and didn't want to get and moving quite far away back towards where I'm from, where my parents are. So we didn't want him to get used to being somewhere outdoors and then suddenly have the upheaval of moving and maybe get lost. We also lived quite near a main road. Cedric is also, I know they say that ginger cats are intelligent, but I can't envision Cedric having very much street smart. I think that he would see something he liked and run. So at the moment, we're making the decision to keep him an indoor cat. And to be honest, he seems quite happy with that. So yeah, I think for the moment, he'll stay indoors.
And he's never known anything different.
Exactly.
There's just
yeah.
this great big yeah. look at green things outside. Oh, that flutters. Oh, what's that? What's that?
Yeah. I think he likes to think of himself as being a hunter because he often will stand in the conservatory or at the windows and look at birds and make that trilling noise. But if I put something down to him, like a piece of chicken, and it's slightly too big, he needs me, his mummy, to come and cut it up for him. So I don't know how well he'd do outdoors.
He doesn't need to be. He's got an entire run of the house. Has he found exactly. anywhere special in the house? You've mentioned the cat tree and things, but is there anywhere yet he's found that it's like, I'm going to hide here?
Not so much hiding. So obviously always on his cat tree. To be honest, it's just really wherever he wants to be. I think he thinks that it's his house and that we are just people who live in it because, yeah, if he wants to sit somewhere, he'll sit there. So usually just lying somewhere near us, so on the sofa, on the rug, just anywhere comfortable that he can find, he will lie there. My pillow, for the first probably year, was the place that he slept every night. I've actually got quite bad asthma, so trying to explain to my doctor when I went to an asthma review that I'm using my inhaler a lot more because I've got a cat who refuses to sleep anywhere other than on top of my head on my pillow. But now I think he's grown up a little bit and he likes his own independence, so he doesn't sleep on mum's pillow anymore.
There will be nights, especially when the cold draws in, as we would say up here, that you'll be right back there again.
Yeah.
It sounds like on so many levels, such, I've used it before, but it's such a lovely found family between you two, between Cedric, with your parents just up the road, with more cats up there, and this extended family that keeps in touch. It just sounds so idyllic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's really nice. And I think ultimately we would like to get probably another cat for Cedric to have permanently there. I think he's a very, very sociable cat. And I do sometimes feel bad when the first night or two that he's away from his uncles, I think he just loves being around other cats. The previous house we were in, obviously, as I mentioned, was a rental, and the owner was so, so lovely, allowed us to have a cat and our hamster. And I didn't really want to push it with asking for two cats, but now that we have bought our own home, I think once we've got properly moved into that and got the wedding in February and the honeymoon, then I think we're going to look into adopting a brother or sister for him.
I presume Cedric is not coming on the honeymoon.
No, unfortunately not. He'll be at his grandparents.
Don't say unfortunately, you'll give him ideas.
I know. He'll be with his grandparents for those 2 weeks.
And he will have a lovely time up there with his uncles because it's always nice to have many places to go home, but there's always one main one and it's with you. Chelsea, it's been absolutely wonderful to hear you and to hear about Cedric's tale. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And if people want to find out more and follow Cedric's adventures, where can we find him?
So he's on cat_Cedric on Twitter.
And as always, we will have links back at our website, mycatstailpod.com. Chelsea, once again, thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to My Cat's Tale, a Spence Media production. Listen to more tales of our perfect pets at mycatstailpod.com and support us on Patreon. The Tale of Cedric there. And we thank Chelsea for sharing that story with us. And wish her and her partner all the best in their marriage. So much stress, but so much love there as well. And that's what we share here on My Cat's Tale. All the stress, no, not all the stress. All the cats are feline friends and the tales that they have. If your cat has a great tale that they want you to tell me, to tell the world, get in touch. MyCatsTalePod.com. All the details to find me are there. Ta-ra for now.